sort of getting my shit together. We talked about this, mothership.
Yeah.
So I started doing testosterone.
Nice. How you feeling?
I feel great.
Process his dick 2 days later?
Yeah.
Yeah. In the shower, yeah, as you're cleansing your body.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
I was cleansing my clam, and I had to think about... God. That's right.
You jerked off a trans man, is that what I heard?
A trans woman.
A trans woman,
ooh.
Yes. How was that? We have so many... We're so interested.
So many questions.
Fantastic.
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode.
Salaika masala. Mama say mama sama makusa.
Your mom's house. She's Christine. I'm Tim. We're here and we're ready to rock and roll with you.
We're here. We're queer. Get used to it.
Very excited. It's been a lot of fun last few episodes. I just realized there's the blind shit fucking guy right there.
Yeah,
shit eyes.
Course.
Or shit eyes, Brian.
I also like trains.
I like aviation videos.
And listening to you take a good shit.
I tell you, he'd have a field day today. I've been tooting and farting, and I really need to take a dump.
Right now?
Nah, kind of. But it's not.
Do you want to just pause it? It's going to sneak.
Nah, I want to build it up a little more.
This is the difference between you and me, historically, is that I say, hey, I got to go. And it means I got to stop what I'm doing and shit. It's a 30-minute warning.
Yeah.
But how does your body not become constipated? Because if I ignore the waves, then it's done.
Everybody has a gift. Everybody has gifts. And I can just wait it out a little bit. Now, I also have right now moments where it's like,
it's
right
immediate.
Now.
But that's because that's diarrhea.
No, sometimes it's a regular and it's just like, this
how's
is
your
it.
Metamucil?
This is last call.
What's going on?
I didn't take it
that's
because
why.
Somebody didn't fucking do their job. And that's you. That's your job.
Oh, yeah. Drink it right now. Let's have them make some Metamucil.
Can somebody bring in a glass, please? I have the water and some Metamucil and something to stir, please.
It gets chalky if it sits.
I would also like one, please.
Are you going to get on this?
Can you please bring like anyone as well, please?
Wow.
We
are
take
you ready to
our
shit with us?
Fiber consumption seriously here. Jesus Christ.
Listen, so because I'm perimenopausal, the Metamucil game hasn't been putting a dent in my browns.
Mm.
So I texted our doc.
Yeah.
And he's like, you need to take at least 3 stool softeners a night.
God.
Or a Dulcolax, which is one laxative. So I've been taking a laxative every night.
And that just makes you go normal?
That makes me take one normal brown in the morning. And if I don't do it, then I don't caca. It just
stays
in me.
So wait, what are your
it's
hormones
crazy.
Doing to you? I don't understand.
So it's like you're just up and down and all over. Don't admire my sweater.
I wasn't admiring.
Don't
I
admire
was like,
it.
Why is it falling apart?
Because it's
ahead.
Rad. And I'm middle-aged, and this is what we crazy broads do. You get stuff that looks
Jesus.
Like a homeless person made it. And I couldn't love it more.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
I bet it was real cheap too, right?
Yeah, of course. This is from Goodwill. When I'm not wearing this sweater, I hang it up in my closet just so I may admire it. That's how much I love this crazy thing.
I understand. I understand fashion passion.
No, you don't.
I understand fashion
you
passion.
Don't.
I do.
Why? What are you obsessed with? Your
here
beige and your khaki, your grays?
Shut up. You're gay. Thank you very much. Thanks, team. Oh, do you want one or is that for?
I can't. I already did
my
Dulcolax shit, but thank you.
Wait, can you hang out here 1 second?
I'll watch you.
You can run this one into Eginald.
How much are you going to put in there today?
One
you just do
spoonful.
One? I usually do two.
Whoa. Right?
You need two.
There we go.
Load me up. let's go.
Have you tried this before?
Nah.
Your first shit's going to be incredible.
You never had this? You can't let it sit.
You got to drink it right away. Yeah. It coagulates. It's
Will
disgusting.
You,
it's like jizz. You gotta drink it while it's hot.
Can you bring that to him?
Yeah.
You might need, you might need to stir it a little more.
Speaking of jizz, have you seen that movie Saltburn yet?
I did.
Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty
Don't
tasty part.
Ruin it
I'm not gonna
for
ruin
the kids.
It. Spoiler alerts.
If you're out there, I'll say this though. You should give it a watch. You really should. You know why?
Why?
If anything, because some people are gonna like it, some people are not, just like any film. But it is not your standard just yes. blueprint of another movie where you're like, I know what's happening in this. Like, there's yeah. there's fun. There's surprises.
Surprises. Surprise. Surprise.
Surprise. Surprise.
And I will, one spoiler alert, there's a tremendous dong in the film, which I'm always a fan of. I think there's a couple of superfluous scenes in that film mm-hmm. just to showcase what this guy was packing.
You think
For
so?
Instance, there's an ending scene.
Yeah.
The way it was done was just to showcase his unit. Mm. That's just my opinion because it's a female director.
You think it's tremendous?
I think the hang on it was lovely. It was a lovely bounce, a soft bounce, as they say. And to be able to see it in the shadows like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, it is uncircumscribed.
Yeah.
And I've never had an uncircumcised cock before.
It was healthy, I'll say that. It was weighty and healthy.
Yeah.
Someone's a shower, not a grower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
Yeah. Well, it makes up for that face. Jesus Christ.
I know.
That guy.
But the other guy's super handsome.
I thought he was the R word. He has such a.
Would you? He just has hooded eyes. I have hooded eyes.
Well, you look like
and
that
the
too.
Icelandics. So does Bjork. The Icelandics, me and that guy. Yeah. Barry Keoghan. He's Irish.
Mm.
He's got a huge dong. You guys
it's not huge. It's not huge. It's normal. It's a normal, healthy
It's not
pee-pee.
That big.
It's not that big. You're misleading people.
Well, he's also super what? Short, so you got to think of the proportions.
Yeah, I agree. He's closer to the ground.
It's fuck yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, wow. And a nitro cold brew.
I think this shit's going to get a little accelerated today, but...
He's a tremendous actor.
He's a great actor.
And the other boy is in Euphoria, who I just adore.
He's a great actor. This guy's a great actor. He does have a really nice penis. You do get to see it.
Yeah. It's the best part of the whole movie.
It's not the best part
There's
of the movie.
There's so much dick action.
Jesus. You're such a whore.
How's that Metamucil going down?
Pretty good. What do you think?
Oh, yo. We have some very important follow-ups. Yeah, how's that? How's the Metamucil for you in your first shot?
It's all right.
Yeah, it's not like a milkshake
it tastes
or nothing.
Like fucking orange.
No, yeah, but let's give the
fucking orange.
Let's give a minute to Saltburn though for a second.
Oh, sure, yeah.
It's
just filthy.
If you're into like checking out a fucking like a movie that's gonna hit you with unexpected things, with surprises, I'm not gonna give away anything about what you're gonna see.
Ugh.
She captures the detachment of the uber wealthy from reality so well. So the characters are really, really well fleshed out. You like really well done. I think it's a enjoyable movie. I recommend it. I'm not going to spoil it for you.
No. And Rosamund Pike, I adore her.
She's great.
This whole cast was just lovely. They're so good to look at. And it takes place at Oxford, which we all
and once
know
again,
mommy loves.
There's dicks.
And there's sticks.
One dick, but you get to see it multiple times.
Sweet.
Rob. You know, what's funny too. Here's what's funny about this lady. I bring up the dick from the shadow scene. She goes, you know, I really didn't notice it. I was kind of not paying attention. A couple of days later, she's like, God, seeing that thing in
the
shadows.
You know why?
Why?
I'll tell you why. Okay. Because in the moment, I was taken aback by the character, mm-hmm. what had happened, and I was convoluting the two. I wasn't giving dick appreciation what I should have.
Yeah.
Give me a couple days to process what I saw. Uh-huh. And in the shower today, I thought to myself, I says, self,
mm-hmm.
that was a good scene. Because it took a couple days for me to get over.
You processed
the movie.
His dick 2 days later?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in I had to shower. Separate him from the character.
In the shower, yeah, as you were cleansing
your body.
Well, of
course.
Body,
yeah. I was cleansing my clam, and I had to think about...
God.
That's what you think. Where else should I think?
Is that
about
what you think
penises?
About dicks?
When I'm
in
with my children, I
no,
can't think
Jesus.
About dicks. When I'm
no.
watching my kids, okay. that's where I think about cocks. Speaking of cocks, we were discussing
oh my God.
Airtight, the concept of going airtight. That's Jesus. When a lady gets
you're really on
one in the
today.
Pink, one in the stink, and one in the mouth. And we said to ourselves and to the audience, does this really happen IRL, as the kids
well,
say.
Well, that would come after the opener, Gene.
Oh, I'm so right? sorry. We haven't even...
No, we haven't opened yet.
That.
All right, here you go.
I've got cock on the brain.
Yeah.
I'm cocksmacked.
Oh, my God.
I killed about 10,000 Chinese and North Koreans with mortar fire and artillery fire because there was a lot of targets, the best way to put it. And plus with a rifle fire and hand grenades, I killed another 400.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm the top... soldier in hand-to-hand combat in America. I've killed 20 people in hand-to-hand combat.
Okay.
Glad he's on our team.
Don't bring anyone mugging to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Meow, 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 prison. Killed 20 people
with my hands on the lala.
I'm a sociopath, but I work in the government, so that's okay.
It's a funny thing about old folks is you're like, look at this sweet old man.
Yeah. This is your neighbor, Chuck.
Hey, Grandpa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, how are you doing today?
My wife made some pumpkin pie if y'all want to come over later.
I mean, here.
Yeah, the monster.
I had a bad sense of humor, the best way to put it. I could have shot several people, but I beat them to death with my rifle. Instead, I...
sense of humor.
I kind of liked their rattle in their cage. I just got good at that stuff.
Yeah.
And then my kid brother was killed in action in Korea, and I reenlisted immediately. To me, it was just some stranger killing my brother, not an enemy. And I made up my mind I was going to kill a lot of people, which I did.
Set a goal.
I almost knew nobody. I didn't make friends easy. The only person I was... had with me was a radio man, and I lost 8 of them, 3 killed and 5 wounded, and then I had to send 4 back because they couldn't cut it. They just panicked too much, afraid of dying.
There you go.
Because you got to be a stone cold killer.
Well, he just completely talked the way a total detached psychopath would talk about killing. He's just like, well, I had a kind of a bad sense of humor.
but what's the funny ha-ha part is that instead of just outright shooting somebody, he would butt their heads with his
with
gun.
Rifle,
the
yeah.
rifle. That's the humorous part.
That's the part. Well, he goes, I like to rattle their cages.
Lols.
That is such a... I've never heard rattle their cage with beat someone to death with my rifle.
It's eerie. It's so dark.
Holy shit.
But dude, how rad is it that he's on our team, you know?
Yeah, he's got the Medal of Honor, man. That's the highest award you can get. You know?
Crushing skulls.
Yeah.
For America. That's a wild, bro.
And there's a description of what he did for the Medal of Honor, because you don't just get it for body counts.
Oh.
But you can't just be like, I killed 1,000 people. And they're like, here's the Medal of Honor. He actually has, there's a story of where he, God, if you pull up that source video, it might be in there as well.
Dude, this fool has a Wikipedia?
Yeah, well.
Dang. I mean, I didn't realize he was that official.
Here it is. Listen to this. Put on my dad shades. Corporal Rosser distinguished himself by conspicuous gallantry above and beyond the call of duty. While assaulting heavily fortified hill positions, Company L, 38th Infantry Regiment, was stopped by fierce automatic weapons, small arms, artillery, and mortar fire. Corporal Rosser, a forward observer with the lead platoon of Company L when it came under fire from two directions, turned his radio over to his assistant, disregarding the enemy fire, charged the enemy positions, armed only with carbine and a grenade. At the first bunker, he silenced its occupants with a burst from his weapon. Getting to the top of the hill, he killed 2 enemy soldiers, then went down the trench, killed 5 more as he advanced. He then hurled his grenade into a bunker and shot 2 other soldiers as they emerged.
Cool.
Having exhausted his ammunition, he returned through the enemy fire to obtain more ammunition and grenades and charged the hill once more, calling on others to follow him. He assaulted 2 more enemy bunkers, although those who attempted to join him became casualties. Corporal Rosser once again exhausted his ammunition, obtained a new supply, and returned to the hilltop a third time, hurled grenades into the enemy positions. During his heroic action, Corporal Rosser single-handedly killed at least 13 of the enemy. After exhausting his ammunition, he accompanied the withdrawing platoon and, though himself wounded, made several trips across terrain, still under enemy fire, to help remove other men injured more seriously than himself. So, yeah, that's, you know.
Did a lot that day.
That's a lot, yeah.
I had a bad sense of humor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a wild story. I mean.
That's somebody's granddad, dude.
It sure is, yeah.
Yeah, you would never know.
He was the oldest of 17 children, this guy.
Nah, he looks like a badass there.
Yeah, actually. He sure fucking does. Yeah.
This guy's a stone cold killer.
I tell you this, you don't shake that man's with a soft shake. You know what I mean? Like
you
get in a grip with that gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I might want to rattle your cage if you give me a soft grip.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking wild.
He's hard.
Well, salute, sir. We're glad you're on the good guys team.
Gosh.
Yeah. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms. Squarespace is super easy to use. Just set up one of their professional website templates. It's customizable and easy to update. It's so easy. People at this office have actually done it before. You can use Squarespace to sell your own merch, design your own products, and production, inventory, and shipping are all handled for you. And if you want to sell your products in person, you can do so by connecting a Square Reader to your Squarespace app and keep your orders, inventory, and customer data in sync with your online store. Squarespace is all around a great product for business owners. Go to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/mom to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. It is a new year, and like a lot of you, I've set goals. One of my goals is to just keep being healthier, eat better food, higher quality, better for me. Hungry Root is the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality food delivered to your door. They've got healthy groceries and simple recipes all in one place. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know you, your goals, and how you like to eat. They'll ask you what flavors you like, which kitchen appliances you use, and more. And then they'll keep your needs and preferences in mind while building your cart with delicious recipes and all your grocery needs for the week. Can't stop talking about the Gouda cheeseburger on a pretzel bun recipe they sent and the zesty chicken tacos. They even sent me little snacks and treats. Right now, Hungry Root is offering your Mom's House listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/mom to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/mom. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Well, anyway, that was a cool, uplifting story. Thanks, Tom, for that. Another YMH news.
Yeah.
This is the airtight follow-up. We asked women to write in. Are there any broads out there that are in airtight? Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Two dudes wrote in.
Yeah, there you go.
I knew a girl. We all fucked her. Not simultaneously, but her name was McKenna, and McKenna was a nasty whore.
McKenna is such a whore
name.
Such a whore name,
yeah.
Yeah.
She was great.
Let me see all that dumb.
Anyway, she fucked my three friends once. She was disgusting, but this was out of character even for her. Two of them were fat. This is like a fucking five-year-old wrote this. Two of them were fat. One of the fat smelled bad.
Oh.
Smelled bad. And the guy that was in the mouth was the only one who was a normal-looking, somewhat attractive dude. That
Jesus
was her boyfriend,
Christ.
Too. To sum it up, everyone was fucked up that night, and they broke up shortly after. For the record, I fucked her a few weeks before this happened. Well, good for you, Peace. His name is Peace. I'm glad you got in there before all these nasty pigs, fatzos,
oh my God.
Did.
I wonder what McKenna's life story is like.
It sounds good.
If that's one night, I mean, there's got to be other nights.
A lot of bad decisions led up to that one night. This is from Brock. He writes, love the pod. Figured I could give insight into the latest episode. I think your numbers are wildly downplayed. I'd gander to say most women have had two guys at once, if
Bullshit.
Not more.
Shit.
This girl hasn't.
That's
or I grew up in the most whorish sector of the U.S. I know multiple females that have taken two guys at once, like a lot. I also know a few girls who have done three at once.
Three's wild.
But I'll do you one better. My ex took a trip to Gulfport to the military base down there to cheat on me and wound up doing five at once. I didn't even know that could happen. Five at once, all holes and both hands.
First of all, okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, here's the
thing.
That's
not even true. true. That's not real.
Also, how do you get that story out of the girl? Because like anybody who does that is not like, I went down to golf part and I had five cocks. Like no one's telling you that story.
Yeah, but loose lips sink ships. And I'm guessing if there's five guys, one of them is talking. Because if they're on a military base, they're young.
Five at once? I mean, that's porno shit. Like,
yeah, but all holes in both hands.
Yeah, that's all pretty hands insane. On deck. But that literally is like
that's horrible.
That's pro level shit. I would guess that even five guys wouldn't even know what to do. They'd be like, I don't, you know, like what?
Well, let's even look at it logistically. You've got two, one in the pink, one in the stink, one in the mouth.
Do you know
how do you even know how to do?
Like that's what I'm saying. Like how
it's too much.
Like for most guys, if they're like they get in the room together, let's go both. They're like, I don't know. I'll just wait till you're done. Like they're not gonna, they're not pros. You know what I mean?
But imagine you're 20 years old, mm-hmm. you're on a military base, maybe you haven't been with a woman in
a
minute.
Sure. I can see how you want to do it. I'm just saying five at once
and this
feels make-believe.
Shows up to golf court.
I would reply to this guy, be like, yeah, can we get more details on this story?
It's a little questionable that dudes write in. Like, they always know a
also,
whore.
Here's something. Did you see Saul
Burn?
Please. Yeah.
Okay, so, here's my question. Do you think, because we kind of just got off the cock topic right away.
No, I'm sorry.
Do you think he fluffed before his scenes?
Yes.
You got to.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Would you fluff before that scene?
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's your like big moment.
Push-ups before you take your shirt off for
right.
the scene. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, I would be like, just another minute. Smack, 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 smack. You ready? Not quite yet. Smack, 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 smack. Pull.
Yes, because it was a heavy hang.
And then, like,
it was
as soon as they're
it
like,
wasn't a soft high bounce. It was a heavy hang bounce.
Yeah, yeah. And I was
I'm an expert.
Jesus Christ.
That hang was ready almost one notch away from ready
from
to go.
Getting up. That's what I'm saying. Because everybody has, like, this is the last moment before it raises.
He was there.
And that's where, and every time we cut, I would be like, I need another few minutes. Go back in the room, in the trailer, flash, 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 smack, 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 smack. Yeah. And I'd be sitting here like, are we ready to shoot? Are we ready to shoot? Are we ready to shoot? Okay. And action. I'd be like, oh my God. Am I really hanging like
that? Gosh. Yeah. Hanging.
Well, I wonder if he fluffed himself or if that's like a hair and makeup thing. Like, did someone else?
He touches on things.
I mean, there's a whole crew there.
Yeah, there's a whole crew.
But it's not that kind of movie.
Yeah, you might need some help.
That's the whole finale of the movie.
Maybe
I mean,
you just need a little eye contact, too. You just go, hey, you, keep looking at me.
Keep fluffing, mate. Keep on fucking fluffing. But everybody was so good looking in that cast.
There's really good looking people.
He's probably semi-hard all day.
Yeah, true.
The guys, the gals, everybody. So good looking. Gosh.
Here's what you don't want when you shoot a scene like that. You don't want empty balls.
You don't want empty balls. Oh, because you want to be erected.
Yeah, you want to be like, hey, I'm going to keep it full for 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Smack, 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 smack. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's cool.
It is cool. This is cool too.
So one of the reasons why I am single is because
do you want to know what happened to the girl with five at once?
Oh,
just there's more. There's consequences.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, so she later got knocked up by a fat, miserable piece of shit.
Jesus Christ.
And they have been going downhill together ever since. Which is great revenge, just seeing her get fat and depressed while I live my dream, traveling with my family and racing motorcycles. Hope this helps.
You got to reach back out to this person. I want to know, like, how you learn of five at once. I mean,
you have two in you, you have three in you. Five at one. I mean, I can't even fathom being that coordinated.
Yeah.
You're just bracing yourself on one end. You're doing something with your mouth.
And also,
and then your hands, too.
Here's the thing, too, is like, if you're a guy, you haven't been with a woman a while, and you're super horny, it's still like, you still have to deal with the fact that there's four other guys there.
Gross.
Most guys will be like, no.
And they're all grunting and like, that's another thing. Well, I'm not going to. Is this a spoiler alert? If I bring up the people in this movie, they masturbate loudly. Right. And I'm just wondering in real IRL if people are masturbating this loudly.
Yeah.
Because it's very quiet and quick for me. I don't have a whole lot of leisure
time. I'm not
very
performative either with it. Like, I'm not like, yeah, no.
Like, who is leisurely masturbating and then making sound and grunting and breathing heavy for
quiet.
So long?
Most people are quiet.
It's shameful. It's disgusting. You just get in, you get out, you get on with your life.
Yeah.
I just don't see many people really taking the time. Mm. Right?
Mm. Yeah.
That's just me. I don't know.
All right. No more spoilers.
No, I'm sorry.
And let's go back to the more important thing, which is this gentleman.
This is the best thing.
One of the reasons why I am single is because I'm a double soul shaman. And in ancient cultures, I would have been the one that the quote unquote straight dudes would have gone to for healing,
quote unquote,
especially sexual healing when their wives were on their periods.
Yeah.
It's not that the women were dirty when they were menstruating.
Whole 4 days,
it was that they
or
were
so.
Too powerful for the alphas, stag dudes, the warrior dudes, yeah, who usually had many, many wives and many, many babies to be around. So they would go to somebody like me for sexual healing, and I would help them sharpen their masculine essence.
And how do you do this?
He's a twin soul, double soul shaman.
Now, because we are in the Matrix, we are slowly breaking out of it. Most dudes are still, their psyches are still brainwashed.
Yeah.
So much so by the Matrix that the idea of them marrying a double soul shaman as instead of a woman, it's just, it goes right over their heads. Oh, like, Jesus. Oh, no, that's not me. Yeah. Oh,
society's
no,
so
I'm
fucked
not into
up.
Dudes. But what I really want to share is in ancient cultures, the alpha dudes, if they didn't marry a woman and they married one of the double soul shamans, that was considered like the highest honor.
Yeah.
What, for the shaman or for the man? The highest honor to
for the guy,
man to
for the regular
alpha
guy
to marry double soul
like if
shaman.
If I married him, that's an honor for me. I'm like, I'm with a double soul shaman, you stupid bitch. You know?
I can see that. I get it.
Horn, I'm just saying that to marry a double soul shaman dude instead of a female, or in addition to a female, was considered a very beautiful thing that was celebrated by the tribes in over 85% of the First Nations tribes that I studied, for example, in North America before the white people came and fucked everything up.
Mm.
Same with my druidic ancestors before the British fucked us up in Scotland.
Pretty wild. This guy, we featured him before, you know. Yeah, we played him before.
What's up, Yogi? So me and Brian Crew just taught a really juicy anus workshop today and got a little bit into the prostate, too.
He's the
and
best.
And that caused some precum to be secreted from my manhood. So a little bit of sperm seeped out, a little bit of testosterone, a little bit of spermidine, which is good for muscle growth, a little bit of nerve growth factor, which is really good for your brain and your nervous system.
Yeah.
Can I say this, though, real quick? Yes. This guy's skin looks amazing.
He looks amazing.
He really
looks
great.
So healthy. Whatever he's doing, you
the
need
glow,
to be doing
the tan, like it just it's so smooth, and he looks like he has great skin.
Well, you know what you need to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, you gotta drink your piss and your cum.
What else came out? A little bit of vitamins, minerals, oxytocin, and bonding hormone, which lowers cortisol. So not only am I getting the benefit of the urine therapy, which is powerful on its own, the Shivambu I should call it, I'm also getting the benefit of the sperm, the semen, tiny bit of semen that's been mixed in with my urine. Oh, wow.
Powerful.
That's very, very potent.
Yeah.
That's like your turbo, your nitro cold
when
brew.
He goes, that's fucking good. Jesus. Yeah.
You gotta try this, Tom.
Wow. Yeah.
Is this guy, I'm feeling he's.
Wow. That's very, very potent.
He's gotta be in Austin.
Yeah.
Where is he located?
I don't know.
We gotta bring him in.
I could be married to him and you. That's pretty
well,
cool.
He's a twin soul shaman. Now, my question is,
double
how do you,
soul shaman.
How do you find out you're
is this
a double
him?
Soul?
Or is this just an article?
No,
about
it's
that?
Just an general. Article.
So is it good for it?
A lot of people claim that it is.
But there's no science.
I
got to
drink it, or can I just rub it on my skin?
You have to drink it, dummy. God.
I don't know.
I think both work.
Yeah, the Google says both. You could do either.
Honestly, looking at him right here,
he looks glowing.
If he was like, "This is all due to piss," I'd be like, "That's fuck." I mean, that's a good sales pitch for that.
Look, I mean, it's got to be a filter, though, right?
Yeah, it might be a filter and some makeup.
I think it's some heavy filters.
If he's doing that, it's really shameful because we're all sitting here, you know, learning about your piss and your jizz, thinking it's going to make us look like you. And now you're throwing filters and makeup on. That's fucking
bullshit.
Crazy. Yeah,
bullshit.
I just did an anal workshop, and I fucking. Now I'm learning you're wearing goddamn makeup. God, yeah, he looks great.
He's a double soul shaman.
Yeah.
Do you know what's so crazy? So, like, first of all, how does one even become a shaman? You know that I went to college with a guy?
Great question, Christine.
Just like a white guy. And he's like, I'm a shaman now. And he just went and became a shaman. Now he's a shaman. And you're like, what? Like, I don't think, like, that's not for you, bro.
There's people who just are like, I'm a medium. I'm an intuitive.
And, like,
just,
how do you qualify for that?
They just say they are.
Yeah. He's like, I'm just a fucking double soul shaman, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
sure. Okay.
Super Bowl 58 is just around the corner, and I'm teamed up with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official partner of the NFL, who is gearing up for the big game with a huge offer. Right now, all new customers will get $200 in bonus bets instantly when they place their first $5 wager on anything. Get in on the action by downloading the DraftKings app, and don't forget to use my promo code MOM. That's right, new customers who bet just $5 will get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Wondering what you can use your $200 in bonus bets on? Combine multiple bets together for the same game for a shot at an even bigger payout. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use my promo code MOM and bet just $5 on any wager and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's promo code MOM only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsibilities. Gaming resources.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard for a limited time all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all makes sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you, which really is the best part about Mint Mobile. Why are you paying for stuff that you don't need? Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. And that is the best part. Use your own phone. You can transfer all your contacts over. It's so easy. We use Mint Mobile for our office and we save over $50 on our monthly phone bill. And it took almost no effort at all to set us up. It's amazing. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
That looks amazing.
I got you, brother. I got you. I'm holding. I'm holding. I got you. Bring your feet together.
Oh, no.
I got you, brother. Oh. I got you. That's it, brother. That's the home run.
Oh my goodness.
Sounds like he's masturbating in Saltburn.
I got one more.
It's about to come.
I don't know,
Doc.
Leave it.
I don't know.
Like, I don't think you can do that.
He's got a 30 more years of that pain. Down. Slow down. Jesus.
Give it a second.
This poor man. He's got a prosthetic leg and everything.
Oh, man.
What did he say? Did he say, like, I'm free of pain in Spanish?
No, no. He said something about the bone.
He's like, I can't walk.
Yeah, let me see.
Let me do the
bust. Estira todo el hueso, I think. Like, stretches out the bone, the whole bone. That first one, though, is insane, man.
This is terrible.
Like, that is just...
got you, brother. I got you. I'm-
Is that relief?
I don't know. I got you, brother. Like, oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's.
That was terrible. That's. Is that what that sounds like when you go to a chiropractor?
Yeah, or when you jizz.
Oh,
yeah,
salt burn. I wish they did this to Disney adults, don't you?
Yeah, with like a fucking meat cleaver.
Very divisive topic, apparently. Making fun of Disney adults.
Yeah, does it get, they get really upset.
Yeah, they get so mad. We're like, yeah, but you're a grown-up. What are you doing? Well, especially the one in Anaheim. Like, there's no alcohol there, except if you go to California Adventure.
Yeah. Or like, what Club 33, right?
You can it's get, a private, yeah, you have to get, like, invited in.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing to do for an adult. You want to do the fucking Peter Pan ride again? You want to go on Dumbo? You want to wait 2 hours to ride a 90-second Dumbo ride?
I had the best time. Yeah. But we, that was fun.
But the Star Wars was good. You liked that a whole lot.
That is a
that was cool.
18-minute immersive experience.
Immersive though. Experience.
It really is.
Yeah.
20-minute experience.
I know.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
But that's not a 90-second ride. That's my point.
It's not a 90-second ride. No. That's for like
it's
adults.
It's also like conservatively, I would say that is $100 million thing that they built.
I know, and it also feels like 40-
just that.
Again, it feels like 40 years too late. Like, you guys, Star Wars was hot in, like, 80. Can we have stepped up the pacing
on that?
It's
a franchise forever now. It's never going to... No, but it is like... It's like you're on set.
Yes.
They built a completely insane, like, set for you to do. And they walk you through. Then they have trained... what are, like, not the stormtroopers, but the people that are, like, in uniform... for the dark side.
I don't know. I'm a fucking dork.
They have trained people to do that. And they're like, they berate the people that come in. They're like, it's not that complicated. Stand on the orange mark. You should be able to do that at least.
Oh, that's good.
And then people are like, what? And like, so they're kind of abusive because they're supposed to be the bad guys. No, that part, that I actually was incredible. That was incredible. Yeah. But Dumbo and the teacups.
The teacups. Go for the teacups. Yeah. It's one of my greatest books.
Yeah, I mean, that's for like a, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your 8-year-old likes the teacups.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love Peter Pan. It just reminds me of my childhood.
Small world. I mean, you know.
That was pretty funny, that naked guy got
naked
small
guy.
World.
Yeah. I wonder how he was hanging. No one really talked about that.
Nobody talked
it's also,
about that.
It's not the place you want to be known for being in the small world, right?
Like, oh, that's true.
I guess it is a small world after all. Pee in my cereal.
Pee under my eyelids.
Yeah, blow up my foreskin like a balloon.
That's so weird.
Shit on my chest.
My poor girl, dude.
She's such a sweetheart.
Poor girl.
Yeah. Here you go. You'll kind of like this, I think. This is definitely up your alley. I know you'll like
30 years of back pain. I don't think he resolved it for this guy,
Oh, my God.
I think he's made it worse.
Oh, I think something horrible happened to that man.
Yeah, he doesn't seem happier at the end of the... He's not relieved. Yeah, he's like, dude... He's like, well, oh, no, oh, yeah.
I'm a fat athlete, and despite 15 years of experience and being a certified personal trainer, whenever I walk into a fitness space, everyone assumes I'm a beginner.
I'm a fat athlete. Of course I play in men's gear that doesn't accommodate my chest well, because they don't make plus-size women's sports gear.
I'm a fat athlete, and I don't see bodies that look like mine represented in my industry's mainstream media.
Oh, do better.
I'm a fat athlete. I can never find a singlet in my size. It's either a men's or custom made. Either way, can never find shit.
I'm a fat athlete, so of course I'm always doing my sports in gear that doesn't fit me particularly well, or in gear that costs 3 to 4 times what my straight size peers pay because I had to go custom.
These are fat athlete problems, Tom. Yeah, I was completely unaware of this marginalized community.
Yep.
Thank God we get to really know what's going on.
Pretty cool. I thought you guys were going to put Bert at the end of this. I did.
That would have been great.
I'm a fat athlete. I'm a fat athlete.
Look, everybody, I mean, look, I've got huge tits. I've had to buy... special bras my whole life.
Yeah.
He's got something.
No, I mean,
you got
I guess,
dad eyes.
Yeah, I do have dad eyes. I think fat athletes deserve representation.
Well, I feel like they're already like on the Adidas website.
Yeah.
You see fatzos in the athletic gear.
Yeah.
And they do cater to.
Yeah.
They do.
If I fucking walked into a gym though and they were like, "All right, your first session is with this trainer here." I'd be like, "That's not happening." Not happening.
She's a trainer.
Certified trainer. Get the fuck out of here. You're not working out enough.
No.
I'm definitely not taking your nutrition plan. No.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
I mean, that's the whole point of hiring a trainer is that the illusion is you're going to look like that.
That's the illusion.
Because they know what they're doing and they're going to teach you to do what
and
they're
you go,
doing.
Oh, yeah, I'll just follow what you do so that I look like you.
Yeah. You don't want to look like that.
I don't want to look like that. No, this is fucking insane, man. Yeah, that's fucking insane.
We're underrepresented.
Fat coaches, you kind of grow to accept. And I think it's upsetting too. Have you ever had a fat coach on a team? You're like, get the fuck. Because they're like,
they're the example.
You guys need to pick up the pace. And you're like, fucking, you need to do something.
You need to pick up the pace.
But a personal trainer is supposed to be somebody that lives by that, right? Like that, their whole thing is training and eating well.
Yeah. And hold on. If you're fat, then you're not an athlete, correct? This is kind
well,
of.
Well, no, you can be a fat athlete.
Well, you could be a sumo wrestler if you're a fat athlete.
There's some offensive linemen, defensive linemen that are freak show athletes.
But what is she? She's
crazy.
A fat boxer? What is her fat storm, her sport? I'm not sure what she's
I think she's saying that she probably likes, some sports, and she knows like what you need, maybe the mechanics of things, what you need to do. But my thing would be like, I don't feel like you're a practitioner. Like you're not doing it.
I don't think so.
And she's probably going to be like, yes, I am.
I know.
Yes, I am.
I don't think so. I mean, look, if you're working that hard, wouldn't you want to be slender? You know what I mean? You're putting in all that time and stuff.
You're being biased now.
Very binary in my thing.
Yeah. Anyway.
Whatever.
Hate from Austin. We're taking a quick break. We'll see. We'll be right back.
Definitely hate from.
Excuse me.
Oh God.
Welcome back, and with us today for the first time on the program is a comedian. You can get tickets at joedeRosa.com and check out his sandwich shop, Joey Rose's.
Joey Rose's.
Oh,
in New York.
That's your shop.
Yeah.
What?
Give it up for Joe DeRosa, everybody.
Hey.
Let him hear it.
That's cool.
You have a sandwich shop?
Wait, you said that?
Because I was reading it. I was like, I thought it was like, check out his podcast, Sandwich
his
Shop.
Special.
You know what I mean? So I was like reading it like,
No. I opened with Paul Italia. We opened a sandwich shop in a bar on the Lower East Side called Joey Rose's.
That's rad.
Okay. I should have consulted
really
before.
It's fun. It's stressful, but it's fun.
What kind of?
But anyway, you can get, JoeyRose's.com.
What kind of sandies are there?
It's like East Coast, like it's kind of based in the Philly stuff I grew up with. Like
okay.
The hoagie style.
Yeah.
Italian deli, Italian American
deli. Delicious.
Yeah. People like them. We're lucky. People are enjoying it. So it was a pandemic venture and still going. So, hey, all right.
Well, when I go to New York, I got to check it out.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah. So yeah. Please come through.
Out of the loop.
It's okay. It's not like, the hot goss.
Hey, man, I think a comic having like a food spot is the move. I think it's the shit.
I'm not shitting on myself. It's very nice to do. It's wild because it's like, I can't believe we opened a place in New York and it's still open.
Yeah.
And during the pandemic, you said.
Yeah.
So it's been a few years you've had it.
We started as a pop-up at the Stand. The comedy club, The Stand, because Paul owns that. And we started there and we were doing a pop-up during the pandemic. Like there was, when we first started, it was lockdown still. You could serve food, but you couldn't have anybody eat in. It was like that period or whatever.
That. So stupid.
That's like when we started that. And then people liked it. And then like when you could eat inside, people were coming in for the sandwiches. And then Paul, who also worked in real estate, was like, look, man, if we want to do a brick and mortar, now's the time. Like, we're not going to get an opportunity like this.
Because
again.
Rates will be much better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you signed that long-term lease, though, right?
52-year lease.
That's nice.
We're in.
Yeah.
We're in for good.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah. So
here we'll get to the foods, because there's food things I want to ask you. You jacked off a trans man. Is that what I heard?
Mm-hmm. What?
Did you jack off a trans man?
I jacked a trans woman.
A trans woman.
Ooh.
Yes. How was that? We have so many. We're so interested.
So many questions.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us everything.
She didn't orgasm, but it was great. Wow. I enjoyed it. Yeah. What? Ask away.
Wait, so, a trans woman. So just because I'm a dummy, it's a woman. It's a man that became a woman.
The transition.
Somebody who was born male, but is now a woman.
Okay. And they had the unit or
with
no
a penis
unit?
Still. Okay. Yes. She's lovely. Her name is Nikki Fox.
That's exciting.
That's a
yes.
Is that like
that's
a professional
performance name, right?
I assume that's not her.
That's not your birth name.
Yeah, that's a really good name.
I never asked her, but.
And this was at Skankfest.
It was at Skankfest, yeah.
So you, I heard secondhand story. Uh-huh. You guys are like, whatever. This person's like, I can suck my own dick. I need some help.
She said if she was, it was the inaugural Legion of Skanks at Skankfest. It was the episode that starts the whole festival.
Yeah.
And she said they were doing a contest to get ring girls or something for fights they were doing or something.
Right.
And she was one of the five finalists. And they said, what's your talent? She said, I could suck my own dick if it's erect. Because she's got quite a piece on her.
Oh, really?
Quite a piece.
Wait, we were talking about pieces right before you got here. What kind of piece are we talking about?
Piece. Like a solid, I don't know who to compare it to. Yeah. But like a porn star piece.
Really?
I mean, like a unit.
Like absolutely. A flaccid piece? Like, was it flaccid?
It shows and it grows.
Wow. But that's exciting.
I mean, that is the best you can get in this world. Shows and grows?
Yeah. I know. Mine don't show. Mine grows enough.
Mine grows like 4,000%. Yeah.
Can we? Wait, remind me, I got to tell you something.
Okay.
That's about our past, you and me.
Okay.
I didn't jerk him off or anything.
Scared, yeah.
So.
But I have to tell you this while I'm here, but it's for later. It's completely off subject. Anyway.
So wait, first
anyway,
of all, does
sorry,
it, does,
I sidetracked us.
Does,
sorry.
Is it, you said Nikki?
Nikki, yes.
Does Nikki tell you what you're in for or is it all a surprise? Like,
So this is what happened. So we're on stage. And she says she can do this. And she goes, but I can only do it if it's erect. Uh-huh. And they said, well, okay, well, great. Like, how do we get you hard? Because there was all these hot girls on stage. And she was like, and they were like, make out one of the girls. Or I forget what they said. And she's like, no, that doesn't do it for me. A guy will do it for me. And she had DM'd me.
This is where I didn't
there's
know.
There's the history.
Like a year prior.
Just okay. saying, just saying
she
hey.
She basically said... Nikki, I hope this isn't too much. She said, she DM'd me and she said, I want to suck your cock at Skankfest.
Wow, it's meant to be.
Yeah, this is like the universe is telling you to do this.
So I was like, I didn't really respond, not because I was offended. I just didn't really know what to say.
Yeah, you was like, okay.
And I don't take compliments well.
Sure.
And so she said, so anyway, that was, I guess, in the ether. And we were on stage and she was kind of like, making like flirting, and we were like waving, and she was flirting a little bit with me.
So you know that you're recognizing her at least.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Okay.
And then she was like, "I need a guy to do it." And then I think everybody picked, if I remember correctly, people picked up on that she was kind of looking and talking to me or motioning to me. And Lewis or somebody was like, "Would you do it with DeRosa?" And she's like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Okay, if DeRosa takes you off stage, and you guys go into another room." And will you fuck around? If he gets you hard, will you come back out here and do it? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay. I said, let me think for a second.
Are you drinking at this point? Are you like
I was
inebriated?
So fucking hungover.
Yeah.
Mm.
I was up the night before. This is a true story.
Yeah.
I was woken up at 6 a.m. in the corner of a strip club. By two Puerto Rican strippers who were two of the hottest women I've ever seen in my life. Mm. And they were like, baby, wake up. Let's go play. And I went to an ATM and got money out and continued to hang out in the strip club till 7 a.m. I got back to my hotel at 7:45. I went to bed at 10:15. My phone rang because I forgot to turn the ringer off. And it woke me up, and it was Alex, the producer of Skankfest, or Legion of Skanks, and she goes, can you please come do the 12 p.m. Skanks?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, well, what am I going to do, be a fucking loser?
Yeah.
Like, I'm in Vegas. Like, oh, no, I partied too late. I was like, I'm here. It's the festival. I'm going to go. So I got my ass out of bed, and I went. And at 11:45, I was like, pour me a fucking whiskey.
Yeah.
Because we're in the zone right now.
I don't know why, what it is about even stories of being sleep deprived emotionally affect me.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's traumatic.
I feel like there's nothing worse for me than not getting enough sleep. Nothing ruins my day more.
Well, yeah. No, too little sleep is rough.
Yeah.
And too little sleep.
And hungover is.
With a bunch of fucking booze in your system is really rough.
It's super rough.
So,
all right, so fast forward.
You looked. Like affected when I said that. Like when I described the 6 a.m., you looked like scared almost.
Because like, yeah, to his point, like we have two children, we have two small boys. So like those sleepless nights when your kids are up sick or just whatever, like it's so painful to me. Like I'm 47 years old. I'm done having those nights, you know, like
sure, I can't
dread
do it.
The I cry in the middle of the night. Like I can't do them anymore.
You were telling me last time I saw you, you go, I don't drink much and whatever. I remember, am I misremembering? You used to be like a guy that was down to have like 87 beers, or am I just misremembering that?
Never.
Yeah, never.
No?
No. I mean, I've obviously had nights where I've drank too much and hungover and sure, but I was never a big drinker.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, I remember, I think it was with you, and I'd had a few, but nothing crazy in Montreal.
That's the story I'm going to tell you.
Oh.
There was a Montreal, dude, this is so funny.
Canane.
No. Well, no, Canane was, do you remember the night, wait, were you with us when we went and ate poutine with Canane?
Oh, that's so good.
I remember walking out of McDonald's.
When I stole Kurt's glasses.
I'm mixing up details. It was either you or Canane had your like just got your McDonald's, your hot McDonald's, and one of you, two of you knocked it out of the other one's hands.
It was me, Kurt, and Canane.
Yeah.
And Kurt Braunholer knocked my McDonald's out of my hands.
Okay. And I was like,
which I deserved because I've done that.
Oh, really?
So many times to people.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, that's a big New York comedy joke.
Gotcha.
Like, knock the thing out of your hand.
I'd be so bummed. Yeah.
Oh.
It sucks, but it's really funny.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he knocked my McDonald's to the ground.
Fuck.
And then I believe jumped up and landed on it with his feet, like to make it like you're not eating
dick,
this.
Dude. And
it took a while to get it. So I grabbed his glasses off his face and ran away to the hotel. And he called me drunk, like in a panic, like, please, I can't see anything. I need my glasses. But that's not the story.
That's not the story.
No, the story is, it wasn't that Montreal. It was a different one. There was a Montreal where you were there, but you weren't performing. You were just there hanging out.
In Montreal?
Yes.
At the festival?
You went up. It was the year my short movie. Remember me and Bobby Kelly and Bill Burr did Cheat?
What short film? What, do you remember the year? Because I can kind
of
like...
That was like one of my earliest years I was ever there. So it was early. It was early for both of us. And you were there. Okay. You were there and you were just kind of hanging out.
Okay.
Like just hanging out.
That seems weird to me, but okay.
Am I misremembering this too?
He's not a big hanger-outer.
I mean, I can't see myself going to Montreal to hang out.
Did you go... You never went to Montreal just to spend time at the festival?
No.
Definitely not.
Oh boy!
Well, tell me your thing so I can at least.
This is how I remember it.
Okay,
was you were there just hanging out and you said, "Hey, I went to see Cheat." Well, if you've never seen the movie, then it's definitely not you.
It's definitely not me.
It's a different.
Oh, I got a different fucking person.
Yeah, it's another fat guy with a beard. Probably.
Whoever it was,
yeah.
I remember thinking to myself, "This is what would have made it a great story." This poor bastard is up here just hanging out. I hope things work out for this guy. And I thought it was you. And I was like, how amazing is it that happened at that point in time? And now you're on top of the fucking world. I was like, that's so incredible. And it's not you. So now the story means absolutely nothing.
I would really love to know who it happened to.
I thought it was you.
Who is it?
No.
Some guy with a beard likes to drink a lot.
Kyle Canane?
No, it wasn't Canane.
Was it Canane?
It was, who was another?
Matt Bronker? Bronker had a beard.
What's the movie about? What's Cheat?
Oh, boy. Me and Bobby Kelly and Bill Burr wrote a movie.
Yeah.
A short film that I directed. It was called Cheat. It was a comedy.
I remember this.
It's like a heist. The gag of the movie is it's a guy's trying to cheat on his girlfriend while she's out of town for like a 12-hour window.
Okay.
And he has to bring the girl to his house and he has all these obstacles to get through because he's got a nosy doorman and blah, blah, blah. He's got to get her out by a certain time.
Okay.
His girlfriend comes back early. Like, and it's like a heist movie.
Okay. Okay.
But it's him trying to pull off a cheat.
Yeah, I mean, it's and a you don't remember the actual year.
No, God, no. It 2008, maybe. I mean, it's a while ago,
that was
dude.
Like your...
No, 07 was my first one. Yeah. And then I think I went back in 09 and maybe
2015 we went together. Then, yeah.
It's not you. I remember 2012 was the first time I met you.
Oh.
Yes.
2011.
Yeah, because I remember... Special year. I remember you had just posted or something that you got married or were about to get married. You were engaged, whatever. You guys were walking through the lobby that air.
And when?
Like 20, probably 12. It was okay. Like, I don't think it was 15. It might've been 15. I don't think it was, but it was like when, you know, that area, when you get off the elevator, yeah, where all the transports pick you up.
Yeah.
You were walking out and I was walking in and I met you for the first time. I go, aww. Oh, that's that. All right, yeah. I've seen her in the pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, back to the transvestite lady, though.
Yeah.
Trans woman.
Trans woman.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
What do we...
Am I going to get attacked for being too woke?
No, you're good. Wait, what does transvestite mean?
Yeah, why you
transvestite? Transvestite is a man that wears women's clothing.
Yeah, that's clearly not accurate.
But also, I think... I don't know a lot about this, but I think transvestite also could mean, like... I don't think they identify as a woman in any way.
Oh,
I think
that's just... totally wrong. Transvestites across, like, they dress.
Yeah, sometimes guy even.
Yeah, transsexual. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay,
that's okay.
So
wait a minute.
I'm not offended.
Yeah. So then they're like, "All right, well, you go back into this room, and you're like, you go, I'm thinking about it. I have to gather myself."
So they said you're going to go off stage, and I was like, "Look, we're not." First, I said, "Can we bring another girl?" And do like a three, and she was like, "No, I'm not into chicks." And I was like, "All right,
okay."
So I said, "Okay, let's do it." I go, "But we're gonna walk out of here. It has to be in another room." Because at first they're like, "Go behind this curtain." I was like, "Are you crazy?" Jesus. I'm like, "I'm not doing this on the air."
Yeah.
And so we found like a private room, very much off camera, and that was that. We just, you know, hooked up.
You hooked up.
Yes.
And then did this person perform their trick for everybody?
Oh, yeah.
No, because I gave her a hand job and she got erect.
Mm-hmm.
She gave me a blow job.
That's awesome.
And a hand job. And 100% had a no.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
But she didn't. So I got her and she's like, "Dude, we're so far from the stage." She goes, "I don't know if this is going to stay up." And we tried.
Oh,
we really tried to make a run for it. But they were like, somebody was knocking on the door like, "Dude, you guys have to come back. You can't be up here any longer. Like, we have to end the show." There were a lot of factors.
And then she lost it.
But we did our best. Mm-hmm. And all parties were happy.
But again, hefty piece on this.
Hefty, dude.
That's exciting.
Hefty. Yeah, yeah. Like the one we looked at in Montreal. Remember
that time? Of course. Yes. Yeah, they were staring at cocks. I remember it.
Yep.
Yeah,
I can't believe my Montreal story's wrong. I was so excited to tell that story. Like, look how far my little baby's come.
Yeah.
Different bearded guy.
Yeah, wasn't me.
Who the fuck was it?
I don't know, but I'm really curious.
Maybe it was Crusher.
Yeah, maybe it was.
Maybe
it might have been Crusher.
Except he wouldn't have gone either.
No. Right. It was somebody
to hang.
Oh, I can't even remember.
Speaking of Bert.
Anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
You were there because it was like a whole drama that we had. I had Ari on and he brought this up. And then Bert called in and then he commented on it. And then we had Joe Liston here and he commented on it that you were actually at that.
I was with Bert when the shit went down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So how accurate did you hear there?
100% accurate.
From whose perspective?
From both of theirs.
Oh, so they're both right in their own...
From what I know about how Bert tells the story and how Joe tells the story,
yeah,
both are 100% right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just telling it...
From each of their perspectives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a fucking Scorsese movie.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
You know, like with competing mm-hmm. storylines. But like the... I was with Bert. We went to that sushi place and he bought like... Or it was a Thai place that also had sushi. And he bought... Everybody food.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like 11 dudes.
That sounds
something.
Like that sounds
like a lot.
Yeah. It was a lot. Of, you know, it was for fucking takeout. It was expensive. It was like $300 and $400 or something.
Yeah.
And And I remember we were inside. Bert and I were in such a good mood because we were already buzzed. We were drinking. Like, we were feeling good. I showed up as a surprise. I told them I wasn't coming to the bachelor party. And then I showed up with a tray of shots at a bar, like, and pretended to be the waiter. And, like, it was like,
it was cool.
I was riding, I was walking on fucking air. We were feeling so good.
Yeah.
And Bert and I were in that sushi place, in that place, when we were waiting for the food and we were so hungry. And they were like, do you want some sushi while you wait? And we, I remember we got a spicy tuna roll.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, this is the best fucking spicy tuna roll I've ever had in my life. It really was. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And we couldn't stop talking about the spicy tuna roll. And Bert was being like, dude, fuck it. Whatever happens on this trip, we had that fucking spicy tuna roll. That was fucking, that was the best thing ever. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like we were so enamored by this thing.
Yeah.
And then we went outside and Les was in his car. And he just started yelling at us. He's like, fucking sitting out here, and he's fucking doing his Larry David squints.
Yeah.
As he's sitting there, and he's going, fucking sitting out here. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, uh-oh. And then I heard Bert go, I just don't appreciate being spoken to that way after I buy everybody $400 worth of takeout. And I was like,
oh boy,
this isn't going to go
did
well.
Did you know that Joe was going to be like, I don't even eat that shit? Did you? Because Joe has specific eating habits.
I already knew. Yeah, because we had Joe on Taste Buds, and I already knew Joe only eats like three things.
Oh,
and fucking pad thai wasn't going to be one of them. Yeah.
Because he likes like chicken fingers, right? And like,
Joe eats, like a movie theater food.
Yeah,
like pretzel like bites.
Toddlers. That's so funny, dude.
And I was just like, and Joe, but the reason I'm saying they're both accurate is because from Joe's side, Joe came down to pick us up.
Right.
And he's picking up two guys that are getting food that he's not even interested in.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's the only sober guy in the house. So he's the only guy able to drive to come get us. So he felt like it was like, hey, sober guy, go do this for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he's sitting out there. And
like
me
he's
and,
a cab.
Yeah, exactly. And then me and Bert aren't coming out.
How
and then when we
you?
Do come out, we're gleefully like, we wasted your time. But you should have had this spicy tuna roll we just had. And he's like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so that's I think it's fair.
Okay. So they both told their truth. Each one of them had their own truth.
And then they went outside on the balcony to talk it out. And they were out there. And it was like being in a zoo and watching.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't hear what they were saying, but you could just see the energy.
Yeah.
You could see that it was not
animated aggression.
I don't know if it looked like a fight. It just didn't look like they were having a pleasant talk.
Sure.
Mm. So.
But they worked it out.
They did. It was fine. They worked it out that. They came inside being like, all right, dude, cool. I'm sorry, too. And that was it. Like, that was the end of it.
So really, the real end story to all this is that Ari is a fucking shit stirrer because he had to bring it up and he had to keep bringing it up. And he was like, Bert really fucking got upset.
He's such a little fucking shit. We just had to cut a thing out of Taste Buds.
Really?
Yeah, because he was on the show with me, and on fucking camera. He's co-hosting with me. He filled in for Sal, and I go, dude, I have to pee so bad I can't hold it anymore. So I'm gonna leave the room. You take the steering wheel, and I stand up and I go, please, dude, don't do anything fucked up while I'm gone. Please just don't do anything fucked up while I'm gone. Which
I can see this coming already. It's giving me anxiety.
See? Which, but by the way,
when, I know him, yeah.
When you say that, that means that's it. You can't do anything fucked up. Not because, it's a rule. It's because I'm already beating you to the punch of knowing you're going to do something fucked up. So that it doesn't count now. So just don't do it. You know what I mean? It's like when somebody's like, oh, I was fucking with you. And you go, remember when I said immediately you're fucking with me?
Yeah, yeah.
And you just kept doing it to the point of exhaustion. So anyway.
What did he do?
Well, at the time, I thought nothing.
Right.
You
watched it back later.
Well, the night before the episode came out, Mike Lavin, homeless pimp, who was at the time was our producer, sent us a clip. And he goes, hey, guys, I just want to know if you approve this or not, or you want me to cut it out of the show.
And it's Ari's asshole.
Yeah, I go, exactly.
His dick or his ass? Oh.
Well, I go, what? He goes, Ari got kind of wild. I go, what? I forgot. We had recorded the episode like 6 weeks prior to that or whatever. And he sends the clip of me going, please don't do anything. I leave. Ari takes down his pants, full, bare asshole. Bare asshole.
Yeah.
Not just sits in my chair. Not just rubs his butt on my chair. Like, vigorously grinds his asshole.
His, is it protruded, too? Is it like, you know how it, like, it's prolapsed?
He didn't show, he didn't turn to the, he didn't face camera.
I've seen it hang out. It's fucking,
it's disgusting.
It's really horrifying.
Yeah, it, which, so for anybody listening or watching that doesn't know, Ari's got a legendarily, like, disgusting
for
asshole.
Years.
Yeah,
for
look
like
up,
years,
you can Google Jew clam.
Mm. It's so gross.
Didn't yeah. bring up Jew clam?
It's prolapsed.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
is it so for, is it the hemorrhoids yeah. he's yes. had over the years? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
So he,
That's maybe for work. Ari Shaffir's Jew clam.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
It's, so he,
it's rough.
Yeah.
He rubs it all over the chair.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
And then,
it.
Of course, I come back in and sit in the chair. And I was like, cut that out of the fucking show. That's not
yeah.
going out.
Yeah.
I was like, no, that's not going out.
Yeah. I mean, how did I know?
You knew exactly yeah, what was going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, yes, the end all be all of the Burt Kreischer Joe List story is Ari has to stir up the shit.
He stirs it up.
No matter
he
what.
He loves to stir it up.
The
he's like, he is like a toddler where you're like, don't do this. And
yeah,
he's like, okay.
That's a dare.
Yeah, it's like a dare, yeah.
He's always been like that. I mean,
yeah, that's
always.
True. It's very consistent.
I remember him getting, remember when he got banned from the Irvine Improv for showing his peener?
Yeah, he took his dick out and just like stood there. Yeah.
My favorite, my favorite comeback to say to Ari when he makes fun of something, like when he'll be like, that's stupid, or your friend sucks, or, because he will say that.
He says that stuff too.
He'll be like, all your friends are shitty, like this one was less shitty.
Yeah.
And I'll go, well, I get it, dude. They're not quite as nuanced as saying Kobe Bryant is a r- and deserve to die. But, you know, dude, we're all kind of different. And he's usually like, all right, fair enough, fair enough. fair enough.
Is he in Jew Dork Titties?
Is what?
Is he in New York? Is he in New York? We call it Jew Dork Titties on the show.
Jew Dork Titties?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have names for
New
all
York
the cities.
City. Jew Dork Titties.
Jew Dork Titties, Mini Apple Tits.
Yeah.
What else?
Fart Lauderdale.
Fart Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Porkland, Horrigan.
It's just
stupid
stuff.
Stupid thing we do.
I enjoy it. I like it. You guys have fun around here.
We have fun. Yeah.
You know?
He does live in Jew Dork Titties.
He's in Jew Dork Titties.
He does. Yeah. Yes. He lives right near me. We became very close during lockdown.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
So you have a pod you do with
Sal.
Yeah. And you guys have food takes.
Yeah.
And I just became informed of a couple of yours that I'm curious about. One is that when you did First Date with Lauren, did you guys get into it about tacos? Is
this taco kits?
That this would be your last meal.
Taco kits.
I said one of my last meal picks is a taco kit. I go, I love, it's one of my favorite foods on earth.
Okay.
She didn't know what taco kits were. Thought I made them up.
I'd actually never
Am
heard.
Am I lying?
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
I've never heard someone say.
Do you mean that you buy it in the store as a fully made kit in New York? No, I'm
serious.
West Coasters, dude.
I've never heard it either.
That's sacrilegious.
Wait, stop it.
I've never heard it.
Oh, stop it.
We have Mexicans in LA that make real Mexican food, dude.
Yeah,
you don't
I've
do
never
taco,
heard taco
kits
kit
on
before.
The West Coast. That's considered sacrilege, bro.
I swear I've never heard it. I wouldn't lie to you about that. I've never heard someone say, I'm going to get a taco kit.
Swear to God.
I've never heard that before.
That's East Coast, bro.
No.
It's gotta be.
I lived in LA for 6 years. I ate taco kits while I was there.
What is a
taco kit? I also ate traditional Mexican tacos. Taco kit is Tex-Mex.
Okay.
What does taco kit mean?
Yeah.
It's you go down the international foods aisle and they have like the old Ortega Taco Bell mix one. Ortega, Old El Paso, and Taco Bell are your top three.
Okay.
Ortega and El Paso are really the
But is kit supposed to reference getting all these different
kit is a box, and in that box is 12 shells.
Yeah.
Right.
They have different kinds of kits, but the traditional kit is 12 shells, a packet of seasoning for the meat, and then a packet of sauce. I don't use the sauce. I use my own hot sauce.
Okay.
This meat, obviously the seasoning.
Does this say
for,
kit on the box? Is that why it's, or is this just like a slang thing?
I think it's
a Will you
kit?
Look it up? Okay. It's like a product you buy. Okay. Because I thought you meant you buy everything kind of separately and then you make it
Oh, it
at
says
home.
Taco kit. Okay.
Oh, shit.
I'd never heard that before.
Dang.
Now, Lauren's argument was a kit would insinuate that it has the meat and the cheese, the lettuce and tomatoes.
Oh, it has everything you need.
Which she said that somewhere. And then Seamus, esoteric,
yeah,
our boy,
yeah,
sent me a screen cap of that. Because he was in disbelief that she also was so unfamiliar with Taco Kids.
Yeah, I'm totally unfamiliar.
And I said, they're not Lunchables. They don't have everything inside of
also,
it.
Like, you
buy
have
a cake kit, you have to buy a few other things, right? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
You see, I would have hoped it would be everything.
Now, here's the thing.
That's my hope.
You're a Taco Kit choice. I mean, I'm down. I love making the shells and the meat and all.
Yeah, we do that.
It's great. So you do it.
Yeah. I didn't know. I thought you meant that you buy everything on the cart and then you just put it together on your, you know, counter and you put the tacos together. But the Taco Kit implies it's a single product you can buy with all the shells.
No. I'm saying you go and you buy that. Yeah. You've bought that thing of the shells.
Yes. Yeah. But not with the sauce and not with the other shit. Just the shells, bro.
Well, you can buy. They started doing that late. Sorry.
I love the
passion. Am I too intense about this?
No. This is good.
This is a hot topic.
I don't mean to sound like I'm talking down. I'm not talking down. I'm lifting up.
I just never, maybe I
should have opened with this instead of the Montreal story.
But maybe I didn't see it. You know, I don't read it. I just see shells. I buy the shells. But now I got to fucking.
You can buy the shells separately from the seasoning, which I do now.
I've been doing that then.
East Coast was late to the game on that. East Coast was like really for a while. It was the kit. And that's why I didn't know what good taco sauce was because I would just had that shit that came in the kit. And then when I started to learn about different hot sauces and I was like, I actually like this better.
What do you like? What's your sauce? What's your hot sauce?
What is it? Cholula?
Oh, this slaps. This
Which
slaps.
One? Yeah. Is the original or they make like 10?
Yeah.
The original.
The original.
Yeah. Okay. I fucks with the original and then sometimes I get a green.
Good. Green's my go-to.
Yeah.
I like the green. A little too vinegary for me.
Sometimes.
But I like it. You know, Cholula makes taco seasoning now.
What?
Yeah. They're new to the game, but they're making seasoning.
I'm going to purchase that. I do like the Taco Bell seasoning.
It's great.
That's really good. Yeah.
The Taco Bell seasoning
crushes.
Could be the champion seasoning because when you take that flavoring and put it on actual quality meat, like some grass-fed ground beef,
you're so good.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's so good.
It's like making a Big Mac yourself with real ingredients. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
So, not that I don't love Big Macs or Taco Bell. But
do you frequent Taco Bell?
I don't frequent fast food at all anymore because I just had to. I had to start sort of getting my shit together. Mm. We talked about this.
The
mothership.
Yeah.
So I started doing testosterone.
Nice, dude. How you feeling?
I feel great.
Good.
And it tightened my body up. I don't work out yet. I've lost some weight.
Good.
Nice.
I eat less. I eat better.
Good.
But I'm getting some, I got some pimples here. Mm. And I think, is that a result of testosterone? Or is that
how kind of dosage are you on?
I do the inject three days a week.
How much do you inject? How many cc's you pump in there?
25.
Yeah, no, you should be.
Or 0.25. Whatever 25 is on.
No, yeah, 25
units. Could be food related. Sometimes food, if you're eating tomato based, because I used to get this too. It's like a rosacea or an eczema.
I eat a lot of tomato food.
That can aggravate this around your mouth. Yeah.
I'm also constantly dehydrated.
Oh, that's
I don't drink enough water.
Yeah, well, that could really be a thing.
Yeah. You just go to Derm, get a little creamy on there, already, clear right up.
Yeah, get the cream.
I'm back on the Proactive. It's working.
For acne? Is that what that is?
What's that?
That may not be acne.
Oh, it's definitely zits.
It's acne. Oh, okay.
It's zits.
Okay.
Ladies.
But you're feeling much better. You're feeling better.
Oh, the testosterone is no joke.
I
last time I saw Hinchcliffe, I go, dude, I'm on testosterone, man. And he goes, is it working? And I go, yeah. And he goes, it's not even fair.
he's on it, right? Isn't he on it or no? Am I wrong?
I don't know. Now I'm like, shit, should I not have said that?
Oh.
I'm very paranoid.
Why?
Because not because of your podcast. Just with podcasts in general, I feel like we're all on them all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm losing sight of the lines of private conversations, which is what was said on air, which wasn't. Maybe don't you want me to repeat publicly, but I don't know. And then.
But isn't there also a thing, too, where like, you know, I mean, most of the time, every time that I've had either people on or been on someone's, they always are just like, hey, if you want me to cut that out, or, you know, it's like a conversation you have.
Let me rephrase. Then I'm more paranoid now about talking when the person isn't present.
Oh, I hear you.
Because I'm okay. Like, oh, shit, should I not have said that? Yeah, I don't know. I found that weirdly, especially as we all continue to become more successful as we get older and have more at stake in our private lives mm-hmm. and things to take care of and things to protect, I'm always sort of surprised sometimes at what certain people I know are like, no, that's my no-no. Mm-hmm. I don't go for that. And you're like, oh, I would have thought that you wouldn't give a fuck about that at all. You know what I mean? So I don't know. That's why when I say paranoid.
Hmm. Okay. So taco kit is your primary meal. And then let's go to dessert. What's your death row dessert? Do you do dessert? Some people don't like sweets, which I find hard to believe.
Death row dessert? I would do, I would eat a whole Entenmann's raspberry, what's that called?
Entenmann's, really?
Raspberry. What's the raspberry one called?
I know what you're talking about. It's like the sugary shit, the glaze, and then the raspberry filling.
The
that
raspberry
one?
Twist. Yeah, the one that's like the, it's like the,
oh,
that
that's
one.
Good. Their flagship item.
Is this is your death row one?
That's one of them.
Okay. Raspberry Danish twist.
And then full.
You're a latchkey kid, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is total.
Are you?
Yeah. I have like garbage food preferences as well.
You eat a lot of Italian food?
Could you say that less racist? No, I'm kidding. I do.
DeRosa's from Italy.
Yeah. So. But I'm adopted. I'm not by blood Italian.
Really?
I'm Arab.
You're Arab?
What? Yeah, I'm mostly Egyptian.
Oh, assalamu alaikum. I can see it now.
Yes.
Yeah. But you guys pass for Italian.
I know. Yeah, I pass for white. I pass for all the good stuff.
Holy shit, we got an Arab here today. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wow. Is this the first one in Texas?
I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Do you know your country of origin?
Egypt, mostly.
Egypt, okay.
But I got a little hardcore Middle Eastern in me. Yeah. I got like a little like Saudi Arabian blood.
Oh, are you a fan of Middle Eastern food?
Yeah, I like it. I like it. There's very few foods that I'm like, pass.
Right.
But yeah, I like Middle Eastern food.
You'll go for, like, you'll try everything. Are you adventurous as an eater?
Fairly, unless it's, I wish I was a little more adventurous.
What do you like shut down? What do you go like, uh-uh?
I was in China and I couldn't fuck with the smelly shit. Like,
that doesn't seem like that's that crazy though.
Like stinky tofu?
That I couldn't do. Yeah. I couldn't do the stink fruit.
That's horrible though. I think even Asians aren't into that. Right?
But I just wanted to like, I wish if you said to me like, this is, what was that show where the guy would travel and eat like the wildest, like the.
Oh, that was Zimmerman.
Yeah.
That was Andrew
that was
Zimmerman.
A ripoff of Bourdain would eat the weird thing.
No, but, and then but he was Zimmerman more like, I'm getting to know the cult, bizarre foods.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That Bourdain would do the anomaly, like, oh gosh, okay, I guess I'll try these crickets because I'm being respectful of this tribe in New Guinea. And then Zimmerman's whole thing was, I'm going to eat all weird shit. Yeah, it was so weird.
So my friend Paul Chell, who's in my band with me, Salsa Windfall.
You're a fucking band?
I got a band. Actually, we might be doing a show here in we might be doing a show in Austin.
Wait,
trying to see if
do you sing? You play an instrument? You do everything?
Paul and I write everything, and I do the primary vocals, and he plays guitars, and I do a lot of the drum programming, it's fun. It's like odd pop.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Anyway, we might come back in the early spring to do a show in Austin, if anybody's interested, you can go to my website and whatever.
Awesome.
Anyway, and let us know. But anyway, he is a chef in New Orleans, and he was like, when there's a fish that they bury in the ground in parts of Asia.
Yes, yes.
And I was like,
they also do this in some of the native communities where they'll bury it. Like Inuit communities will do that too.
But he wouldn't. He was like, I drew the line. I can't. He goes, I just couldn't do it. It was too much.
When we were in Iceland, they were like, hey, we'll if you want to have like a real authentic experience, we have this like whatever seal buried or something. And they're like, everyone, you're going to throw up. I was like, no, pass. I don't want to go do that.
Yeah, I don't throw up.
They said, you're going to throw up.
They told us how like it's going to be like foul, but like they're like this is a genuine. I was like, nah, dude.
Yourself.
Did you at least go to the meal? Like, did you go to where the seal was and go, I'm not going to eat any?
No, no, no. This was like a call ahead of time where like they called like an agent or a tour manager and then relayed the message. This would be an authentic. I was like, we can skip that.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
But I generally, like, I try to go try everything. But if you're getting like a heads up on like, you'll probably think this is gross. Then I'm like, I don't need to do that.
I wish I was, the one place I really wish I was more adventurous, the gross stuff I can live without, hot food, something that's too, like hot ones, I honestly don't even know if I could do it, if I ever got invited to do it.
Are you super sensitive?
I just can't, the it's the side effects of hot food where I'm like, I just don't, it just, it's not freaks
as,
me
it's,
out.
It's not as crazy as
you
think.
Do you get diarrhea?
It's not even that. It's the part where I feel like I would feel like I was on a bad drug trip, and I don't. Yeah, I don't panicky. Want that. Like, but yeah, yes.
Here's
exactly.
the thing about
exactly.
that, though, on that show, because I've done the show. Your experience with eating hot foods is usually if you're having a hot meal, you don't realize how many bites of hot. Like, have you ever had like a thing where you're like you keep eating it, right? And that's kind of what makes it so crazy. The thing about hot ones is. Yeah, you have like a crazy bite and you're like, holy shit. But that's it. Like it's the first seven are pretty mild.
Mm. Yeah, but what's your tolerance as you're saying this?
It's I don't have a crazy
He's
high
very
tolerance.
Bland.
But,
He's
yeah.
very bland.
Really?
Very beige tastes. I'm not,
I don't have
no
a
spice,
crazy.
No flavors.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Ooh, she's like being flavor. A, I like Korean food. I make my own Korean soups at
listen,
home and he
she's
won't
like
even whiff
every,
it. He won't.
Every fucking bra
very
that
unethnic.
Talks out of the side of her mouth. She doesn't know what she's saying. I enjoy spice. I just don't like the some of the bullshit she makes. But like,
are you guys just like, discovering this about one another?
Yeah, I mean,
this is a wild thing to be discovering for the first time.
I put spice and sauce and shit all the time. Oh, I'm just not eating her fucking bullshit. So,
oh, Korean with, food, the one of the greatest cuisines.
No, I'm not eating bulgogi. The white. I'm not eating Guaylo's fucking Korean food. I eat Korean people's Korean.
Can I
food.
Ask? I want to ask our friend here. What's because you do have extremely latchkey kid taste, as do I.
Oh, yeah.
Like I love Kraft macaroni and cheese. It's all I would feed our kids. They don't even know what real mac and cheese tastes like. Real mm-hmm. meaning with like real cheese. I love shaky cheese, Parmesan. You know, out of Kraft.
I like it too. I not anymore, but yeah.
Why? What happened?
I grate it myself now.
Yeah, you're the real. You're a fucking grown up.
Yeah, but I'm not knocking what you're saying. I used to love mac and cheese. You know, I've grown
she eats
to
like
dislike
fucking,
all mac and cheese.
She's
all,
like
in
a,
any form.
She's like a junkyard dog. Like she doesn't eat like a like a person.
Oh my god! You know what my favorite is now is cream of wheat.
Ew.
Just gross. Yeah, I eat it. I've been eating it for a month every morning because it's just bland and like. I don't know. It's just typical
put anything
cracker
in it?
Food. Just some milk. Yeah. Sugar. Oh,
fuck. So anyway, I'm not a big soup guy, you know?
Yeah, me
I mean, if it's the dead of winter and you're like, you know, it's prepared. Sure. But like, she's always having soups, which is fucking gay. I like.
Gay?
Yeah, it's gay.
It's soups, homosexual.
Soups, yeah. Soups are gay, but dumplings are fucking delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. And meat.
Yeah. They're good.
Yeah.
But what's what?
She
you
like
said
a
you had
old
other.
Gay lady.
What's that?
She eats like an old gay lady.
You said you had other food picks that you wanted to challenge.
Oh, there's
was
one that
just
I just
kit?
Heard. No, the one okay. I just heard, I was like, this is fucking insane.
This is why I'm dehydrated. My lips, I can feel how dry they are.
You gotta drink
I've
more,
drank
dude.
A second. I haven't even sipped this water.
Sip it.
I
have
hate
to.
Drinking water.
And you're indoors.
Why don't
the
you,
heater's
why
on.
Why don't you put like liquid IV in water? It gives it flavor, more hydrate. Why don't you just do that?
I have, and then what I start doing is I start putting liquid IV in every water.
Yeah.
And now I'm drinking, it's like you just drank a bottle of soda, basically, because it does have some sugar in it.
Get the sugar-free one. We have it here. I'll give it to you.
Yeah,
all right.
So I heard that Rob Eiler and you had it out about Shake Shack and Burger King.
Shake Shack versus Burger King, and you are on the side of
Burger King.
That's sweet. Crazy. That's
that
crazy
is insane.
Talk.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't get. I thought you'd be with me on this.
I mean, the junkyard dog in me likes the fakeness, but the meat is not as good at BK. Honestly, the meat has always been a deterrent.
Do
for
you not
me.
Like a Shake Shack burger?
No, I like a Shake Shack
but
burger.
You think a Burger
I'll
King?
I'll lay out exactly what my.
But you think a Burger King burger is superior?
Well. This is what I will say. First of all, you didn't even have Shake Shack growing up.
No.
In Cali.
I've had on the road, like Indianapolis. Yes, we've done it.
This is what I said to Rob, and this is what I said to Sal when we battled McDonald's versus Wendy's.
Wow.
I was like, if we're going to talk fat, and I was McDonald's. I go, if you were going to talk fast food, don't bring some shit in my face that I can make at home. I can make a Wendy. I can make a burger at home that tastes like Wendy's. I like Wendy's. I fucks with Wendy's.
Right.
I like Shake Shack.
But you feel like you can make it at home.
You can make a Shake Shack burger at home, burger. Or something that tastes like a Shake Shack burger. You get a Whopper from, and that was my other argument. I go, dude, there's like three titans, maybe. Big Mac, Whopper.
Hold on.
Baconator, maybe? I don't even know what the third one is. The Western Bacon Cheeseburger
from Carl's Jr. is, I think, one of the greatest.
It's not banging on an international level the way the Whopper and the Big Mac are.
Wow.
You know what I mean? But I'm saying,
wow.
It hasn't footed itself yet.
No, of course not. I'm telling you.
I love that thing.
I love it too.
She has the same, like a homeless person
In-N-Out.
Has the same.
In-N-Out versus Shake Shack.
Let me tell you about In-N-Out.
Wow.
Let me tell you about In-N-Out.
A lot of Californians in here, man.
In-N-Out is useless to me.
Wow.
And here's why. It's a good burger. It's a good burger.
Wow.
The fries are inedible. The fries taste stale.
A lot of people feel this way.
They taste stale. Because
people are used to eating a shittier fry quality, basically.
Yeah. I'm used to eating a fry that doesn't taste stale.
Well, it's a fresh sliced potato, like right there. They slice it
then
in front of you.
Massively overcooked. They're chewy, dude. They're not like.
What's your favorite fry? What's the best fry?
McDonald's fries. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. At least, that's for sure.
You know what I'm saying.
You're a reasonable guy.
Okay. You know who's got good fries? Yeah. I say it all the time. Del Taco. The crinkle fries at Del Taco.
Really?
It's the best kept secret in fast food. I'm telling you something.
Are you a Hardee's?
I want you to go to Del Taco and get some crinkle fries, and you're going to be like, holy shit.
I've never heard this Del before. Taco. He's signing off on it.
Wow, Emmy.
It's a best kept secret. Wow. Nobody goes there for fries.
Are you a Hardee's curly fry guy?
I don't like the seasoning on curly fries.
Really?
I used to be. Wow. But hold on, we're going too fast here.
What about Jack in the Box tacos with the American cheese? I bet you like those too.
I love Jack in the Box. I was never big on the tacos, but the bacon potato... the bacon cheddar potato wedges, and that I love Jack in the Box.
It's so gross to me.
It is because we're old now.
It's
I know.
So gross.
Like if I ate it now, I would die.
Yeah.
But wait a second. Back to that Carl's Jr. burger. I have so many things.
Western bacon cheeseburger.
Yes, it's a great burger.
I get extra sauce.
It's a great burger, but here's my point.
The onion rings on it?
Yes.
And the fucking bacon?
It's good. And the pickles is good as shit.
There's no pickles.
Oh, maybe I had pickles. I thought I had pickles.
There's no pickles on a Western bacon. I gained 80 pounds eating that pregnant. I know.
Love pickles.
Okay. No pickle on that.
But here's what I'm saying about Burger King versus Shake Shack.
Yeah.
The Whopper... Remember in Donnie Brasco, when Pacino's like, you go to any borough, I'm known. Ask him about Lefty. That's the Whopper.
No, that's true. Yeah. It's universal. I agree.
It is universal.
It's worldwide.
I'm not arguing who's like the more famous guy between the two. That's crazy to argue.
But there's a reason.
But also, I mean, you could also make the argument that the reason is like, I mean, a Burger King is a restaurant that has fucking 15,000 locations, but that doesn't mean that the quality is better than what you'd find at a Shake Shack.
Well, I would speak to that by saying when I get a Burger King craving, nothing is sating that craving except Burger King.
But he's not even.
I could get a Shake Shack craving and go make it.
That's what
like,
he's.
Yeah,
I mean,
his
I like your argument. I like the argument.
Yeah, the
even
flavor.
Though I think the Shake Shack burger is superior, I like the argument that it's a version of something you can do versus what you probably can't do.
The Whopper, whatever they do. I know they say they're flame broiling. I don't buy it for a second. They're pouring some kind of liquid on it to make it taste like that, I think.
Yeah.
But whatever that flavor is.
The flame broiled flavor on the patty is what. See, I never liked the Whopper for that reason. And it always gave me indigestion.
That's fair.
Now, let's be real. I mean, Burger King or McDonald's.
McDonald's is my queen.
You'll never.
She's amazing.
I have a sign in my house. That was an actual sign from McDonald's. That was a sign, the Golden Arches, that sat outside of a real McDonald's. It's like weathered because McDonald's heard me talk about McDonald's so many times on Taste Buds. Their publicity team sent me an actual McDonald's sign.
That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I love the...
I ride or die with
them. Yeah,
there was
a great company.
A news story where this person found a burger that was 60 years old. that was like wrapped up, and preserved. They unwrapped it, and it looked like it was made earlier that day. That's one of the craziest things that I've ever.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
I mean, how does that happen?
Well, we know. We just don't have the ingredients. But
it's just 60 years old.
Science. Oh. Where did they find it, by the way?
In a wall. In their wall. I mean.
But you know what's interesting about McDonald's? We just talked about this last week. Yeah. McDonald's is the one, like one of the fast foods. You have to eat it hot. Like right fresh from whatever they do to you.
There's
even waits, it smells like farts, and your car will smell like farts.
There's two McDonald's foods that I
have to go. Yeah.
Still like cold.
Yeah.
Big Mac. I'll eat
cold.
No. I prefer it. Yeah. Hot. But I could eat a cold Big Mac any day of the week, and I can weirdly eat cold McNuggets any day of the week, but I need sauce.
Mm.
But
that's which one? It. Honey?
Hot mustard, hot mustard all day long, hot and mustard, barbecue.
I like hot mustard. Yeah, yeah.
That's the 1-2 punch at McDonald's. Yeah. I mean, it's no joke.
I would argue there's not an entree I dislike at McDonald's. Actually, no. This fuck a salad. Like, why are you even getting that there? However,
I've done it.
I do like the older pies. They used to deep fry them back when I was a kid, and I prefer a deep fried apple pie.
Agreed.
I will say the
how come the ice cream machine never works?
That too. It's upsetting.
The advance towards quality at McDonald's where they're trying to like kind of clean it up.
I don't like that.
I don't care for it. I think it affects.
It's not,
I get
it's
why
not,
ethically, yeah. But yeah, it's yeah. affecting the flavor.
Yeah.
All right. What's the name of the sandwich shop again?
Sandwich shop is Joey Rose's.
Joey Rose's.
7 days a week.
And it's on the Lower
East. Lower East Side, 174 Rivington Street in New York City.
Go get what's the sandwich shop everyone should try? What should you go get?
I mean, I believe in all of them. The local, though, is probably my favorite of
what's
all
on
of
it?
Them. The local is it's white American cheese, turkey, homemade roast beef, mayo, tomatoes, onions, and hot cherry peppers.
Are you a mayo fan?
It's great. Yeah, I mean, depending.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm down with mayo.
Me too.
And then I'm on the road too. Can I?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, thank you. I Never Promised You a Rose Garden, is the name of the tour and the show I'm doing.
Oh, that's a great title.
Thank you very much. I'm on the mothership this weekend, but thank you, Austin, for packing the shows. There's no tickets left, but I got Nashville, Tennessee coming up. I have South Carolina and North Carolina coming up early February. Those are the next dates. Go to joedeRosa.com for tickets. And then I got a ton of dates after that on the West Coast and throughout the country.
All the dates are there. All the tickets are there. joedeRosa.com. And check out Taste Buds podcast with you and Sal Vulcano.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ari's asshole. So... Joe, thank you for coming
thank
by today.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, dude, it was so nice. I'm glad like to
Taco
sit and
kits,
talk to you guys.
Dude, we're getting them.
Yeah. All right. See you guys next week.
Bye.
McDonald's. Cheeseburgers.
McDonald's. Filet-O-Fish.
McDonald's. Chicken nuggets.
McDonald's. Fries.
Free McDonald's all the time. Free McDonald's all the time. Free McDonald's all the time.
You got a McDonald's, nigga?
Burgers, chicken nuggets, McDonald's, cheeseburgers,
McDonald's, Filet-O-Fish.
It's so good.
It's so good. Thanks, McDonald's.
Thank you, McDonald's. Is a happy meal for a boy or a girl.
Yeah, what's up with that? Why don't you pick your own pronoun?
And the nuggets. I love the nuggets.
When's the last time you had a Big Mac?
Many, many French fries.
Many, many, many French fries.
You got a McDonald's, nigga?
Burgers, Filet-O-Fish. McDonald's. Go hardcore. If you're drunk, it's even better. How does $2.3 million sound?
Burgers, Filet-O-Fish.
I like these fries.
McDonald's. Cheeseburgers.
McDonald's. Filet-O-Fish.
Thanks, McDonald's. It's delicious.
Hey, I can't remember the last time I had a Filet-O-Fish, but it's fantastic.
Oh, fuck yeah.